Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Insights and Published Magazine, Expert Insights Publishing and Broadcast, and this is where the experts come together with those on the rise to create immediate impact. And speaking of impact, I am so excited today because with me I have Natalie Ledwell. Natalie is a law of attraction evangelist. She positively impacts the lives of thousands of people around the world every day by empowering them to achieve their dreams by first knowing what they want to create a personal digital vision board or mind movie to invoke the principles of the law of attraction. In 2006, Natalie experienced a life-changing epiphany when she watched the movie The Secret. This led her down an inspired path of the law of attraction research and application. Now Natalie gratefully lives a life beyond her wildest dreams. She lives an endless summer, travels the world, and has an incredible circle of friends who share her positive mindset and provides amazing support. She calls her mentors Bob Proctor, Bob Doyle, and Joe Vitale, friends, and she wakes up next to her perfect partner every day. In 4 short years, Natalie, along with her husband, Glenn, and business partner, Ryan Higgins, built a multi-million dollar online business, Mind Movies, and are grateful that through this business, they are making a difference. She is also the developer and host of the Inspiration Show, creator of the easy-to-apply law of attraction program called 7 Secrets to Happiness, and author of a new book. Natalie, tell us about how you discovered your life purpose and made this tremendous contribution to the world. We're just so thrilled to have you here. Welcome.
Thanks, Vicki. Well, like all good things that happen, it happened by accident. it's really interesting when you talk about our life's purpose, because I truly believe that we all have the same purpose. Now, our purpose is to be the best human being that we can, to make a contribution, and to strive to be, you know, the best that we can be. But that will manifest in different ways. Now, at the moment, for me, it's manifesting as Mind Movies. You know, this is my mission at the moment. My mission is Mind Movies and getting the message out about the law of attraction. But I'm not saying that's going to be my mission for the rest of my life. It's my mission for now. And I think we all realize that as you go through life, things change. But, when I was in my first career was actually in fitness. I worked in fitness for 11 years. And that was when I was working in a career where I felt so positive. I was helping people. I was making a difference in my circles. I was fit and healthy. And I really felt every day I went to work, I felt like I wasn't working. I just felt like I was just following my passion. Now, back then, which is quite a few years ago, we never really coined the phrase finding your passion and your purpose and that kind of thing. I didn't know about that. But after I finished in fitness, my husband and I had a series, like many different businesses. And all the businesses that we got involved with were really, we go into these businesses on the merits of, well, can we make it successful and can we make money out of it? And it wasn't until our business partner, Ryan, he was a friend at the time, approached us with this idea of setting up a website and putting on this website the instructions for people to create these little movies, which at that time we started calling Mind Movies, which is a combination of affirmations, photos, and music. Now, at the time, my husband, Glenn, I think maybe had sent 3 emails in his life. He didn't know how to turn a computer on. I at least could turn the computer on. I knew how to use Word and a little bit of Excel, but really had no computer or internet experience. I'd never heard of YouTube, didn't know what MySpace or Facebook was. But we decided to, you know, jump in boots and all and just, you know, have a go. Now, at the beginning, this was just like a hobby on the side. You know, this was like a little, you know, little project that we had going. At the time, Glenn and I still had 4 other businesses that we were running concurrently. And within a few months, we had received so many positive emails from people telling us how we'd made this change in their life and how these things were manifesting for them and their lives had been turned around because they took the time to figure out what it is that they wanted and to be able to articulate that in these little movies. So it wasn't long before we went, okay, we can't ignore this any longer. We really need to look at this. Now, in the first year or two, it was not easy. we were way outside our comfort zone. You know, we were working 14-hour days. We were having to learn skills that we had no idea of what we were doing. But once we got through that first initial, you know, hump of getting the business up and running, we had our first initial success with the launch in 2008. That's when we started to go, right, well, okay, we've got a bit of a base now. We were able to, you know, employ a couple of staff members. And then within the business, we started to realize what it is that we really loved about this business. You know, my passion, and it wasn't until we got back into this style of a business, was writing and speaking. Now, you know, it's through this vehicle I'm actually able to do that and to speak and write about a really positive message. You know, my husband's passion is marketing. And within this same vehicle, he can follow his passion, I can follow my passion. We're still working towards a common goal and we're still moving forward and making, you know, a massive contribution. So it's the first time since I worked in fitness when I was in my 20s that I not only feel challenged, I feel like I'm doing something great, but I'm spiritually fulfilled with the business that we have. So it's an amazing position to be in, and I'm eternally grateful for it every day.
That is so wonderful and so inspiring. How do you account for this astounding success of Mind Movies?
Well, two things I think would contribute to that. The first one is timing. And when Ryan first put together his little movie, his Mind Movie, we weren't calling them Mind Movies then. We'd all just seen The Secret recently. And this was, we had one of the early editions of the movie, the one that still had Esther Hicks in it. Ryan created this little, you know, digital vision board. Glenn and I created our own, and that's when he came to us with the idea to put up the website. Well, the thing is, by the time he came up with the idea to put up the website, The Secret had just been on Oprah. So now it had gone from this underground little, you know, movie. The book wasn't even existing at this time. This underground movie to now the book and now this runaway success. So when we initially set up the website, we didn't know how to do any kind of marketing or anything online. So we created this little video, we did all the wrong things, like this ghetto video we put together in our living room. We were using music from U2 and from Coldplay, which, you know, is a big no-no, but we didn't know. And we put it on YouTube. And because Oprah and The Secret had just happened, we got some advice and said, look, whatever keywords the most popular video for The Secret has on YouTube, just copy those keywords and put them on your video, and that'll help create traffic. Well, for the first 6 months, we had a constant stream of traffic coming to our website solely on this one little video, and because of the way that Oprah had created. The other thing when it comes to timing, which was interesting, is that in September 2008, like, we'd spent 6 months, we'd moved to the US, we put everything on the line, we were living off credit cards, we still were trying to maintain a life in Australia, but we were committed to doing this launch. 6 months, we didn't see the light of day. All we did was look in our computers and work and to create this launch. Well, the day of the launch, well, that week was probably the biggest week of our lives. I think $750,000 we were able to generate in that 1 week. But that was also when the global economic crisis hit. Now, we had no idea, absolutely no idea, that this was going on, because we were, you know, just consumed with the launch. So despite the world crisis, we were able to have the most successful time ever, successful week of our lives. But because there was such this wave of negativity coming through the world, you know, not just in the US but all over the world, people were looking for things to help to give them hope or help to get them in a more positive mindset. And Mind Movies just happened to be there at the time. And because of that initial launch, we created this wave of online that then just grew bigger and bigger as the years went by. So timing was one of the reasons that I think Mind Movies has been successful. The other thing is that, you know, Glenn and I have had experience in many different types of businesses, and most of them have been in a service-style business, you know, nightclub, gyms, you know, a whole bunch of different things. And the one thing that we know that is super important is that you never focus on the money, you only focus on the results of your customers, and that's it. So everything that we do is so that we can create an amazing experience and that we can help our members have the best results and change their life around, and that's our main focus. You know, when we first started MyMovies, the product that we were selling was basically Camtasia videos, like video tutorials on where to get this free video creation software and how to create PowerPoint slides and where to find photos on the net and how to put music to it. So we made it as easy as we could, but it was still really difficult if you were technically challenged or you didn't know much about computers to be able to put this together. So the first opportunity that we had, we spent over $100,000. It took us 12 months to get this built, but we actually built software specifically to make it super easy for people to be able to create these movies for themselves, because we knew how powerful it was once they were able to create that movie. So now, you know, people go into our software, everything's in there. Photos, affirmations, music, everything's royalty-free. It's just a drag-and-drop situation. At one press of the button, you can import your own photos. So everything is just focused on the customer and the member and making sure that they get results and that they can use our product as easily as possible.
What beautiful intent, and no wonder you have had such amazing results. So, you know, from your standpoint of vision and inspiration, how do you hope MyMovies inspires others, those that visit the site and use the product?
You know, it comes back to the law of attraction. And, you know, with law of attraction, when you take, you know, all the bits and pieces and you just break it down to the basics, if you can see in your mind you're already achieving this goal, living this life, experiencing these things that you want to achieve, if you can see it in your mind first, you can create it as your reality. And that's the whole purpose of a mind movie. It's a tool. It's something to help you be able to visualize in your mind you already achieving this goal. Now, what's really difficult for a lot of people, visualization, first of all, is very difficult for a lot of people, and that's why MyMovies was created in the beginning. Ryan had difficulty visualizing, and so did I. I couldn't see in my mind, you know, things coming to fruition. But being able to create a movie where you've got, you know, your goal written out in affirmations, in positive present tense statements as if it's already happened, and then you have those statements backed up or enhanced with photos that give your mind a starting point of where your visualization can start, and then you add to the mix the music, which is, you know, the magic sauce, because it's not only do you want to be able to see it in your mind, but you need to be able to feel the emotions already having it. And that's what music does. If you pick the right piece of music that speaks to you, that moves you, then you have a movie which is the recipe for the perfect visualization for you to be able to create whatever it is that you want in your life. Now, when I created my first My Movie, I used my favorite song in the world. It's a song by Coldplay, and it's called Clocks. And even now as I'm speaking about it, I have goosebumps, because every time I hear that song, even if it's on the radio and I'm not even in front of a My Movie, I instantly get transported into those emotions of accomplishment and of, you know, of hope and of faith and of being able to achieve all of my goals. So when it comes to a My Movie, it's like that stepping point that actually helps you to see and believe that you can create these things in your reality now.
That is so, so powerful. So, Natalie, I know you also created this wonderful vehicle, the Inspiration Show. Tell us a little bit about that. What inspired you to make that happen?
That's an awesome story, actually. And it's a typical story of how Law of Attraction works. We've got to a point, because, you know, we have quite a large community now. I think we're up to about 560,000 in our community. And we know that it's not a good thing to be able to pepper people with emails at the time. You know, we don't, you know, like sending out too many emails and that kind of thing. So I was trying to think of a way that we could give free information and really great information to our community, but without hammering them with extra emails all the time. So I'm having this thought and I'm wondering, okay, how am I going to do this? And I was actually researching for the book that I'm writing at the moment, at the time. And it was really funny. I sat down and was watching about an hour of TV with my husband, and I was watching that movie, Julie and Julia. You know, about the woman that does the blog, and she cooks one of Julia Child's recipes every day. Well, that was one of the first time I kind of realized, oh, I didn't realize how powerful blogs really are. I mean, we have a website and everything, but we're not really in the blogging world. I'm like, that's interesting how influential a blog can be. Then I went and I started to do some reading, and one of the books that I downloaded to read was Gary Vaynerchuk's book called Crush It, you know, about following your passion. I'm like, great, this sounds, you know, right up my alley. And I started reading his book, and, of course, his book is all about creating a video blog or a video TV show that, you know, gives out, you know, free information and so forth. And, of course, that hit me right in my eyes. I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is exactly what I need to do, is to create this online video show. And it was really funny. I went to bed that night really excited, and I woke up the next morning and I had this little exercise that I do, because as you're going to sleep and as you're waking up from sleep, you're in what we call theta brainwave activity, which means that you're very receptive, especially if you're receptive to connecting to a source higher than you. So that's the time that I always ask myself questions about, you know, if I'm working on a chapter of the book that day or if I have a challenge. So I'm actually going through and I can see this whole inspiration show unfolding, different subjects for the videos and different segments and the whole thing. And then I get to the point where I ask, you know, the question, like, what am I going to call the show? And what kept coming to me was the inspiration show. And I kept thinking, look, there's no way I'm going to get that URL, so let's just forget that and try and think of something else. Anyway, the inspiration show kept coming back, so I'm like, oh, okay. So I got out of bed, jumped on the computer, and, of course, theinspirationshow.com and theinspirationshow.tv was available. I'm like, okay. It's a sign. So since I think August last year, I've been putting up, I do a couple of videos a week. A lot of the videos are interviews, not only with, you know, leaders in our industry, like the Bob Proctors and John Assarafs and Joe Vitales and those guys, but also, you know, inspirational people. Like I have a gentleman by the name of Mark Black, who's a double lung and heart transplant recipient, like both lungs and heart, and he's run 4 marathons since then. And now he spends his time, you know, motivating other people to be able to, you know, achieve their goals. You know, I interviewed this young 20-year-old guy who, you know, went on an adventure around the world. He had hardly any money, but he met different teachers in Australia and in South America and so forth, and now he spends all his time, you know, teaching children that they can really achieve anything they want. So it's information about law of attraction. It's amazing interviews. And it's been an amazing ride. I love the show itself, and I love the fact that I get to connect and meet all of these amazing, inspirational people from all over the world.
Oh, that is so incredible. And you're such a busy lady. You have created all of this amazing, amazing stuff over a short period of time, along with Glenn. But I understand you're also writing a book. You're in the process of publishing a book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Wow, this is interesting because, you know, I've never written a book before. this is my first challenge, my first attempt, and I'm really, really loving the process. The book is a law of attraction, but it's actually written as a story. You know, the research that I've done has unfolded that, you know, if you write something as a story, the message seems to be more absorbed a lot faster and a lot more permanently. But, of course, I didn't want to stop there. So it's like I have the book is a law of attraction story. There is some of my personal experience in there, but mainly it's fiction. But we're adding a whole multimedia dimension to the book as well, which I'm very, very excited about. So for each of the chapters, there's a specific lesson or a specific lesson that if you know this, it makes it easier for you to be able to apply the law of attraction in your life in a more positive and more purposeful way. So at the end of each of our chapters, we're in the hard copy, we're including some QR codes, and in the ebook version, some hyperlinks and URLs. And at the end of each chapter, you'll go back to a video of me basically explaining the lesson, how it applies to your life, and how you can implement this so that it makes a positive change in your life as well. So we're covering the story part, and then we're also actually covering the how-to information that's easily applicable for anyone to be able to do as well. You know, and of course, during that process, we want to make sure that people, you know, we're giving away free mind movies and the whole thing, so that it's not just the story, but it's this whole experience that you're getting, you know, from the book.
Oh, that's incredible. And so in addition to reading it, you're actually putting people in a position of taking immediate action with the program and learning. That's just awesome. What is the core message of the book and your mission in actually writing the book?
I think what I want is for people to realize that they are in complete control of the outcomes in their lives. If things aren't going the way that they plan right now, they can turn it around. They can make different choices. They can choose for their life to go in a completely different direction. You know, if I look at, you know, my life now, like it was really like 5 years ago, I can remember sitting in my kitchen and looking at this table full of bills and just thinking to myself, seriously, what am I missing? Like, what am I missing? Like, you know, I was a positive person. I used to read all the books. I went to all the seminars. I walked the hot coals with Anthony Robbins. And I was an action taker. Like, I didn't sit around and just, you know, read a book and hope things would happen. I actually took a massive action. And I'm like, I don't understand why I'm not getting ahead and why we're still moving backwards. And it wasn't until I saw The Secret and I had, well, it was two major epiphanies that came out of that movie for me. And the first one was that, look, you don't need to know how you're going to, you know, achieve a goal. You know, you just need to focus on the end result, what it is that you want, and you need to start some action in that direction, and then things will fall into place. That's the law of attraction, because you're vibrating at that level of achieving that goal, and then things just start to happen. The universe provides the opportunities and the people and the resources that you need. Now, that was a big thing for me, because before then, you know, all the training that I had was like, right, you set goals, you set out a plan, you know, you do all of this. So I never set myself audacious goals, because I'm like, well, I don't know how I'm going to achieve it. I can't see me doing that. But now I set myself an audacious goal, like writing a book, and I just know that everything will fall into place and that it will all come together, which is exactly what's been happening. So the core message of the book is that you have complete control of the outcomes in your life. And it's really not that difficult to learn what it is that you need to do to make that happen. It really comes down to, you know, the thoughts that you think, the habits that you adopt, and the actions that you take. And so we look at those three areas and how to practically and easily apply law of attraction to your advantage so that you can create the life that you want.
Oh, that's so incredible. And what a great contribution to give the world. So, Natalie, tell me, what have you learned from writing this, your first book?
Well, it has been an interesting experience. I think what it's really made me do is sit down and evaluate what it is that I do to be able to create this success that we've had. So I really had to sit down and go, right, okay, let me evaluate and be able to identify what it is, and then to be able to articulate that in a way that people will be able to understand. So it's really helped me to evaluate that whole process, which has been interesting. It's also, you know, I think I did a little bit of writing when I was at school, but it's not something that I've done a lot of as an adult. And it's really helped me to connect more to something that I feel very, very passionate about. And when I talk in the book about, you know, finding your passion and applying the law of attraction, well, I've done that specifically with writing this book. Everything, every step of the way has been me actually applying what I have written in the book to be able to make this happen. So having that whole evaluation and then, you know, being able to apply that to something monumental like, you know, the project that we're undertaking, not just with the book, but the whole multimedia platform that will be attached to it, has been liberating and eye-opening. And it just, again, proves that the message that we're talking about here really does work when you apply it to any goal that you set yourself.
Oh, so beautiful. So in writing the book, are there any writing tips you'd like to share with other writers?
Yes. I think the big one, the number one thing, is that you can't let your ego get in the way of the message. Because, you know, in my instance and in my example, I don't for one second think that I'm this really special person that's got this, like, a guru that I'm spouting all this superior knowledge to you because, you know, that whole thing. I don't buy into that. My belief is that I'm a conduit for the message. And if I get out of my own way and I make sure that I spend time sitting down and meditating or connecting to source or spending some quiet time so that I can allow the message to come through me, then I know that I'm doing something great. Like when I read the book the pages that I've written so far, I just have this knowing that it's fantastic. Like I can see how awesome this is, and it's because I don't believe it was me forcing this information out of my brain. It was me allowing the message to come through me so that I could get that out on the page. So I think that's, you know, super important. I mean, most of the work, before I even sit down to start writing, I've already done my little exercise in the morning where I've thought about that the chapter I'm working on that day and how that's going to pan out. You know, I've already, you know, done a 20-minute meditation that morning before I sit down to do any writing, because I think once you sit down and you start forcing the words to come out, well, number one, you can't, because it's just too hard. But it also helps for the whole message to be able to flow and to be able to write easier. And I've had days where it's just not working, so I go, right, I just walk away. But then other days where I can feel that I'm in flow, and, you know, I just write pages and pages and pages. So, yeah, I think the main thing is just don't let your ego get in the way. Just make sure that you stay open to the message that's going to be flowing through you.
That's fantastic advice, fantastic inspired advice. And so what do you think makes a message for you really magical?
I think two things. Number one is relatability. I think that when people hear our story or my story, they go, yeah, okay, I can relate to that. I can see that. That it's, you know, I'm an average person. I'm a normal person, and I think that I'm not very different to many other people and many other situations that they're experiencing at the moment. The other thing that I think that makes a message magical is authenticity. Like you can tell when someone is talking words that don't have any meaning behind it, or you can tell when they don't walk their talk. There is this disconnection, because you can see that they're not authentic and they don't believe, or they don't live the message that they're speaking. So I think authenticity is super, super important, because people want to know that not only do you understand the information that you're talking about, but that you've lived it too. And the thing is, when you do live it, I think you become a better teacher. I think you become a better messenger for the message, because you know how to articulate it in a way that people can relate to and that can understand and will be able to easily implement for themselves.
That's fantastic. So, Natalie, you inspire so many others with the wonderful, wonderful projects and products that you've created. What inspires you?
You know, when I saw The Secret and the penny dropped for me, and it was like, whoa, like my life is unrecognizable since that happened for me. So my inspiration is when I see that happening for other people, when, you know, the products that we sell and the message that we spread and everything that we do helps people to experience that, oh, my goodness, now I get it moment, you know. We have, like I said before, our community is like 560,000 at the moment. So I receive a lot of emails from people that, one, you know, once they've started using Mind Movies, or, you know, they saw one of the inspiration shows and goes, oh, now I get it. That inspires me. Like I had an example of this. I had an email from a woman the other day. And the first email I received from her was talking about her family and, you know, how she's having issues with a mother and a father and how the whole family dynamic's really bad and how it's, you know, it's really affected her life. 2 weeks later, after using one of our Matrix Mind movies, and I had a couple of emails back and forth to her, I actually cried when I read her email. She'd come to the realization that these dramas were the behaviors of her parents and they didn't need to affect her anymore. She'd actually opened up communication with her two brothers who she hadn't spoken to for years because the mother and the father were playing the children off against each other. Like she goes, now I understand that this doesn't need to hold me back anymore. And it was like she had this whole realization that now life was going to be amazing for her. That is the type of stuff that inspires me all the time. And I'm so grateful that people can feel like they can share something as personal as that story with me, because I think they feel like I'm a friend. And that is one of the most rewarding parts of what we do.
So you are a lady of so much energy and so much action, and everything you design really is there to inspire people and put them into action. What can you give us a tip or an exercise or something that would really inspire us to get into action right away with all this great wisdom you've shared with us today?
Yep. Well, the first thing is that before you do anything, you really need to be clear about what it is that you want. You know, a lot of us go, yeah, look, I want a better life. I want more money. You need to know what that looks like. You need to know exactly what it is that you want. You know, how much money does it that you want? What are you going to do with the money? What does life look like now that you've created the income that you want? That type of thing. So being very clear about what you want is super, super important. And the best way to do that is to write that out in positive affirmations. Now, with these affirmations, you can just read the affirmations every day to keep you focused and in line with, you know, the action that you're about to take. You can create a vision board, cut out photos of magazines and then add these affirmations to it, or you can create a mind movie, whatever you choose to do. But the type of affirmations that you want to be writing to describe your goal is that you want to, number one, you want an affirmation that describes what the goal is. You know, how much money do you want to earn? You know, I want to be in a fulfilling relationship. I want to travel to Turkey. I want to, you know, whatever. So that you've got the one that affirmation that describes what the goal is. Then you have affirmations that describe what life is like now that you are living this life. You know, what does, you know, if you're earning $10,000 a month, what does your life look like? Because remember, you need to be able to see in your mind you're already achieving this. So when you write out the affirmations describing this life, it helps you immensely when you actually sit down to do your visualization to be able to see what that life looks like, and it's very important. The other affirmation you want to write out is your action affirmations. So what are you doing to make this happen? You know, if you've got a weight loss goal, let's say that you're going to change your diet, you're exercising every day, what exercise are you doing? So if you, when you're looking at these affirmations, it's a reminder of not only what your goal is, but what you're doing to achieve it. And if you look at this, especially every morning and every night, your subconscious brain is going through and going, right, this is what we want to do. I'm going to make sure I keep an eye out for any opportunities and people and resources I need to make this happen. And you know what you need to do on a daily basis to start moving you forward towards that goal. The last type of affirmation that you want to write out is, you know, the thoughts or the person that you need to be to achieve this. So let's say that you have a weight loss goal. You would write affirmations like, you know, I'm energetic, I love exercising, you know, I look forward to exercising every day. Things that actually your thought processes, if you've got a wealth goal, what do successful people think? You know, they're not thinking, oh, my God, I don't have enough money to pay the bills. They're thinking, how do I make more money? So think about the processes and the thought processes that a successful, wealthy person has, and write them out as affirmations as well. So it reminds you that this is the person that you are. This is the way that you think. This is the action that you're taking. This is what life looks like, and here's the goal that you're looking to achieve. And if you can focus on that every single day and start taking baby steps, it doesn't matter what action you take, as long as you take some action, any action. It could be, you know, buying a book and reading a book, or getting into an online course, or doing some research, or meeting someone that has already achieved the goal before you, or joining some kind of group, anything that you can do to get some kind of momentum. Because with law of attraction, unless you have that momentum, unless you're focusing on exactly what it is that you want, you're not eliciting the universe to help you out. And that's the magic of the law of attraction. Once you do those basic things and start some action, that's when the universe steps in. And the thing is, it's always magical and inspiring how things happen, because they don't always happen the way that you think. Actually, most times, they doesn't happen the way that you think. But if you have those basics first, that's when you elicit the magic of the law of the universe to be able to help you achieve your goal.
And spending time with you today has been so magical, Natalie, as it always is. Thank you so much for being with us.
Now, thank you for having me, Vicki. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I always love talking to you.
Now, Natalie, you know, I'm sure many will want to tap into more of your wisdom and more of your inspiration. Is there a link that they can go to connect with you online?
Yeah, look, if you go to mindmovies.com, that is our central hub website. From there, you can go to the Inspiration Show from there. You can have a look at our list of products from there, from the MindMovie software to Matrix and everything else. And we'll also have a page there where you can, a tab there called The Book, which you can go through and look at all the information about the book and get excited about what's happening there, and actually register for a pre-sale copy as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you again, Natalie. And for anyone who is listening or reading, if you want to know more information about Expert Insights, Family of Opportunity, and our publishing opportunities and showcase opportunities, you can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And once again, Natalie, thank you. It has been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks again, Vicki.